Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
Central Peninsula Hospital is thrilled to announce its upcoming Women and Babies Fair, a comprehensive event dedicated to promoting the health and well-being of women and their little ones. This fair, scheduled for Saturday, April 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the River Tower of the CPH campus, promises to be an enriching experience for all attendees. According to Molly Noyes, the CPH director of obstetrics, the hospital has done this event in the past, but due to COVID, the event had to be put on hiatus. But now that the world is returning to normal, Noyes hopes that this can become an annual event.
So what the whole goal of this is to bring together all of the, not all of them, but a majority of the people in our community that participate in women and babies care. And so we have invited, we just kind of sent out a request for vendors. And we have, you know, things like Kenai Public Health is coming, Frontier Community Services. We have a CPH Mental Wellness will be here.
Noyes says that over 30 vendors will attend this event. Some will be able to provide information regarding women's health, while others can help provide resources.
And then there's also, we'll be doing tours of our new OB unit that opened back in 2020. So we're going to do some tours. Every 30 minutes, we'll do another tour up here just so people can see the new unit.
One of the highlights of the Women and Babies Fair is the participation in the Big Latch On, which Noyes expresses great excitement towards.
We also are going to be doing the Great Latch On. That is an international event that is to support women that are breastfeeding or families. And the goal of that is to get just as much support and education out there about breastfeeding. And so we're kind of excited to be able to participate in that this year.
For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The Soldotna Little League is set to get $50,000 from the city. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Soldotna Little League will receive a boon from the city of Soldotna in the form of a $50,000 donation for the upgrade of multiple failing structures at the Little League fields. For over 30 years, Soldotna Little League has served the community as a platform for local youth to learn, grow, and foster a sense of camaraderie and sportsmanship. However, as a result of aging infrastructure, certain aspects of the baseball and softball complex have deteriorated and pose safety hazards. Thus, in an effort to help offset the costs associated with upgrading and maintaining these city-owned structures, Soldotna Little League appealed to the City Council for financial assistance.
As a volunteer youth sports organization, we couldn't provide this opportunity to our kids without all of your support. Not only will these improvements benefit Soldotna Little League, but it will have a direct impact on Soldotna High School baseball, Soldotna High School softball, and the American Legion baseball team.
That was Soldotna Little League President Keith Pye. Several other members of the community in Little League came forward to beseech the council to approve the donation ordinance. Unsurprisingly, it passed by a unanimous vote, but that wasn't enough for several council members who thanked Pye and the Soldotna Little League for their service to the community and invited the organization to return more often for funding in the future.
This is a city-owned property, and we are incredibly fortunate that we have your organization to continue to develop it, improve it, and just take care of it.
Said Councilmember Jordan Chilson, who went on to call the donation a steal of a deal. Opening ceremonies for the 2024 Little League season are on May 18th. Visit this article at RadioKenai.com for further details. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Food Bank will host a SNAP outreach program from noon to 4 p.m. this Thursday and Friday to help everyone apply and prepare for SNAP benefits. KPFB Executive Director Greg Meyer said the food bank started offering this event because of the severe SNAP backlog. Coming up, we'll take a look at our top news headlines from Friday.